With this year's Academy Awards coming up, we thought we would take a step back in cinematic history. The Silent Movie Theater in Los Angeles is getting ready to celebrate its 64th anniversary. In the ever-changing movie culture, the theater still packs them in despite having no Dolby sound and stars that never appear in People magazine. Reporter Gloria Hillard paid a visit.
At every screening at the Silent Movie Theater in Los Angeles, owner Charlie Lustman steps on the stage with the shimmering gold lamé curtain and belts out his Silent Movie Theater theme song.
Take me to Silent Picture Show. I've been waiting all this time to go.
Gracing the walls of the theater are life-size photos of silent movie stars like Clara Bow, Mary Pickford, and Douglas Fairbanks Jr. staring out behind too much eye makeup.
Now there's Mary, sweetheart of the land, Buster with that smile so grand. Clara Bow, you know that you were...
Owning a silent movie theater is not something the 40-year-old songwriter ever dreamed of, he says. That is, not until that fateful day 6 years ago. That's when Charlie Lustman found himself driving by the boarded-up theater with a large for sale sign.
Here is this voice that comes out to me that says, buy this place. Come over here, buy it. You're the guy. We'll teach you everything we know.
Lustman, who had never even seen a silent film, believes now that voice belonged to John Hampton, the silent movie buff who opened that theater 15 years after the talkies had made their debut in 1942. Hampton died in 1990, but Lustman says somehow he still seems to be running the show. Lustman says whenever he's tried to make changes to the theater...
Something happens that reminds me in one way or the other that just stick to what we did, kid. Just make it better, fine, but just stick to the basic premise, which is run silent movies with live music.
Of course, that's the thing about silent films. They weren't silent at all. Especially when the musical storyteller is a man who actually played during the silent movie era. In 1924, Bob Mitchell was 12 years old and his feet barely reached the pedal. The flickering screen lights up the smiling face of the 93-year-old Mitchell today, elegantly dressed with suit, tie, sweater vest, and scarf.
Well, I look forward to it. I just love to do it. I enjoy playing, and I certainly love to play for pictures.
On the screen is Buster Keaton's 1920 film Scarecrow. It is classic deadpan Keaton. He's a bachelor with an ingenious rope and pulley invention to take care of house cleaning. Mitchell doesn't miss a beat with the nonstop sight gags, and even though he's accompanied the film once or twice before.
Oh, of course. It's never twice the same. I will maybe quote the same pieces, but they won't be necessarily in the same key or the same tempo.
It's time for a short intermission break while we change the reels. Coming up, Harold Lloyd and Girl Shot.
So, while they change the reels in the cubbyhole projection booth, maybe this is a good time to share with you the other stories about the silent movie theater. After John Hampton died and his widow was in a rest home, the theater fell into the hands of Lawrence Austin. And then, in 1997, Austin was gunned down in the lobby in a murder-for-hire plot planned by the theater's projectionist. And one more thing, the theater is reportedly haunted. Charlie Lustman has plenty of stories of sightings over the years, and so do the young women working the concession stand. Take what recently happened to Bethelyn Staples.
I was walking past the door that was open next to the piano and saw a man bent over the piano tuning it. Somebody also, every now and then late at night, hangs out on the stairs and lets me know they don't want me up there.
Charlie Lustman says, well, it would all make perfect sense.
And if you were alive during that time and silent movies were your thing, or if you made them and you were artists or people who worked on them in the Hollywood, then where are you going? Where are you going as a spirit? You're coming here on a regular basis. And when we don't run the movies, they don't like that.
Well, they must be pleased on this day. In the packed lobby, looking at photos of silent film superstars is an eclectic mix of patrons, including a younger Hollywood crowd. Aspiring actress John Woodward and Anna Shahhosseini were hoping to pick up some tips from the silent stars.
Yeah, I think you can learn a lot.
It's amazing. It's very 20s-esque. It's really cool.
Others, like Shirley O'Conti, just love silent films.
I just love it. It's got so much nostalgia, and it's just wonderful. Takes you back.
Back from intermission, it's time for the feature, Harold Lloyd's 1924 film, Girl Shy, the story of a shy tailor's assistant who is writing a book on how to win women over, was punctuated by more laughter than you're likely to hear in today's surround sound cineplex. That doesn't surprise Bob Mitchell.
Well, these are any funny comedies, aren't they? That's what's the remarkable part about proving that the silent picture still is an art form to be preserved, because of the fact that it can get such emotions. People say, don't you long for the old days? Oh, no, I would never want to go back. I'm happiest now I've ever been.
Because, he says, he gets to share with new audiences the movies he loves.
Mr. Bob Mitchell!
That's the thing about silent movies, he says. They always have a happy ending. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard in Los Angeles.
How about that, Bob?
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.